tell me how long do I have to wait? Can I get you now? Must I hesitate? The eagle on a dollar says, in God we trust. You say you want a man, you wanna see that dollar first. Tell me how long, tell me how long I gotta wait. Can I get to you now? Must I hesitate?
Something new from the Bruce Katz Band, a CD called Get Your Groove. That's Chris Vitarello on vocals and guitar, and Bruce Katz himself on the B3. Well, good evening. It's 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of the blues from the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. We'll hear another track from Bruce Katz's new CD here in a minute. Later in the show, I'll debut the new disc from Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio. But my feature tonight focuses on artists, musicians, doing tributes to other musicians. We'll hear Guy Davis and Fabrizio Poggi do a tribute to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. We'll hear Junior Wells doing a tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson, number two, Rice Miller. We'll hear Greg Brown, the singer-songwriter, doing a tribute to the father of country music, the very bluesy singing brakeman Jimmy Rogers. And who else have I got here? Dylan, doing a tribute to Blind Willie McTell, the Atlanta street singer. And several artists doing tributes to Muddy Waters. And we'll do one with an all-star cast saluting Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let's return to the Bruce Katz Band CD that just, well, it's not even out yet. It comes out on July the 20th, so it'll be out shortly. It's always good news when Bruce has a new disc out. We heard him on the B3 a minute ago. On this track, we're going to hear him on the piano. Chris Vitarello is on guitar, and Jim O, percussionist with the Allman Brothers Band years ago, is on the drums. Let's turn to the title track, Get Your Groove. Thank you. And that was Bruce Katz and the Bruce Katz Band on their title track of their new CD, Get Your Groove. And Bruce this time was on the piano. And Donovan said he quoted Thelonious Monk on a couple of riffs on that. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for noticing that. I appreciate that. Get Your Groove was the name of the piece. It is now 8:13, and this is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University, and my name is Robert Barclay. Well, let's jump right into what I'm featuring on the show tonight. Years ago, I was noticing there were a fair number of songs dealing with the death of a certain blues man or two over the years, over the decades. And I thought, I'm going to put together a collection of those tunes and share them as a feature. Well, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, and several people emailed me and said, yeah, I can't wait till you do that show. That should be a cool feature. So I'm happy to do that for you right now. And I want to thank, first of all, my friend David Ginsberg, a retired reference librarian at CMU's Park Library, for steering me towards some suggestions of what I could include. In fact, he gave me so many, I'm going to do this feature twice. We'll do it now, and I'll do a different one a few weeks or months down the road. First, let's turn to Little Walter Jacobs from Marksville, Louisiana. He made the move out of town when he was in his early teens, and he hoboed his way to Chicago, blowing some blues harp. He made some connections along Maxwell Street, the Maxwell Street Marketplace, as a musician, and then met up with Babyface Leroy Foster, and then ultimately Muddy Waters. And he was blowing harp on many of Muddy's big hits in the early 1950s, until Walter recorded a few things under his name, namely the song Juke, and his career really took off under his own name. I'm going to play a couple of tunes from his years in the 1950s with the Chess and Checkered labels, and then we'll get to George Harmonica Smith and his tribute to Little Walter. From 1955, Little Walter, vocals and harp, My Babe.
My baby, don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby.
so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. Well, and I got a girl, she's fine and brown. What I like about her, she's mine, oh mine. She's so fine. Yeah, she's so fine. You so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. Well, I wanna give you all my money, buy your diamond, everything. Say you be mine, baby, and we will make romance. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. I wanna love you all the time. Myself to death. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't want nobody else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You the fine, healthy thing. I wanna love you all the time. Going crazy 'cause you're loving someone else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. Let me love you all the time.
So fine, Little Walter from 1953 for Checker Records in Chicago. Well, a few years later, actually about 15 years later, Walter died at the age of 38. And he cast a long shadow over blues harp players ever since. He was one of the early ones, along with Snooky Pryor, to amplify, to bring the microphone right up to the harmonica and amplify it, and that brought a whole new level to the sound of great blues harp playing. And when I interviewed Rod Piazza years ago, he said Little Walter was friends with George Harmonica Smith, who did a few harp jobs with Muddy in the recording studio and on location. And when George Smith left Chicago and moved to Los Angeles, he had Walter's permission to bill himself as Little Walter, not George Smith, as Little Walter. And Walter said, hey, man, if you can get jobs out there, I know you know my stuff. Just go ahead and take those jobs. How cool was that? They certainly wouldn't happen now, but it did back then in the 1950s and 60s. Anyway, let's turn to a tribute by George Smith to Little Walter. This came out the year Walter died in 1968. Interestingly enough, he had most of Muddy's band in the studio with George Smith, Muddy on guitar, S.P. Leary on the drums, Otis Spann on piano, and George Smith on harp and vocals doing the songbook of Little Walter. And let's open up with Mellow Down Easy. This is George Harmonica Smith.
Mellow down easy. Mellow down easy. easy. Mill her down easy if you really wanna blow your top. You jump, jump here, and you jump, jump there. Just keep on jumping, baby, you will soon be there. Mill her down easy. Mill her down easy. Mill her down easy if you really wanna blow your top.
Goodbye, goodbye, baby.
baby, I'm gone. Baby, I'm gone. Wow.
George Harmonica Smith in his tribute to Little Walter Jacobs. And that came out on the World Pacific label back in 1968 and then was reissued years later on compact disc on Capitol Records, something Pete Welding, the late Pete Welding, producer, issued so many great things on the Capitol label that were on various other labels and were out of print. So very cool. So it's a whole LP of whole album of George Smith's tribute to Little Walter doing all those tunes. I just heard from Chief Mojo Rising in downtown Buzzonia, and whenever he hears Little Walter, his ears perk right up because he's a huge Little Walter fan. And he's got some of Walter's original 45s in his record collection. Very cool. Good to hear from him. And hello to all the members of downtown Buzzonia, who have been listening for decades to the Juke Joint broadcast. Well, last May, it's been that long, last May, I heard from Bruce, a listener in Boyne Falls, who said, is there any chance you can play something by the singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers? Not the Jimmy Rogers that was a folk singer, not the Jimmy Rogers who was at one time a member of Muddy Waters Band in Chicago. This is the singing brakeman, the father of country music, who recorded between 1927 and 1933. He developed tuberculosis and died at a young age back in 1933. So his recording career was just 6 years, but he was hugely influential on country as well as blues musicians. And his music was on the radio, it was on the jukeboxes, and continued to be there for many years after his passing. So, for Bruce and Boyne Falls, I'm going to spin a couple of tracks here by Jimmy Rogers, both of them from 1928. Now, he's also known as America's Blue Yodeler, and he does a lot of songs about trains. But here we go with a couple of tunes from 28, and we're going to open up with In the Jailhouse Now.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Hooray! He played a game called poker, pinochle, whist, and yoker, but shooting dice was his greatest game. Now he's downtown in jail, nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused a fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ali-oli. 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 I went out last Tuesday, met a girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. We started to spend my money, then she started to call me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. I told the judge right to his face, we didn't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now. Ollie, ole. Ollie, ole. Ollie, ole.
Jimmy Rogers from 1928, and I said he does a lot of songs dealing with the subject of the railroads. That was the Brakeman's Blues. And in front of that, we heard him on In the Jailhouse Now, which was a song that would be recorded by dozens of artists over the decades and still gets recorded. People like Leon Redbone would do a tune like that, and numerous other artists as well. Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, America's blue yodeler, and the father of country music. He's known by all three of those titles. He had both a black and a white audience back in the 1920s and 30s. Well, singer and songwriter Greg Brown did a wonderful tribute to Jimmie Rodgers back in 1981. He sang it on CMU Public Radio's Our Front Porch broadcast that John Scheffler used to have for decades here at WCMU. And he may have performed this out at the Wheatland Festival when he was out there. And when Jimmie Rodgers died, he was taken by train to his resting place. I think that was from Kerrville, Texas, where he lived for the weather there because he had tuberculosis. He lived there. But they took him by train, his casket and Jimmy, back to Meridian, Mississippi, where he was from. And as the train passed mournfully through the small towns of Texas and Louisiana and across Mississippi, people, his fans, gathered at the railroad stations to doff their caps and salute Jimmie Rodgers. That's the kind of following he had, the devoted following. Well, here's Greg Brown. I got goosebumps right now. You listen closely to Greg Brown and his lyrics. Dave Moore's on the harp. Al Murphy's on the fiddle. Greg Brown singing a song he wrote titled "The Train Carrying Jimmie Rodgers Home."
Time is growing near. We'll have to walk down where the field is overgrown. Consumption has claimed his life, and we dare not miss the sight of the train carrying Jimmie Rodgers home. Almost lost our spirits too. Yeah, but it's the strangest thing when we heard that man sing. Oh, we knew somehow we'd make it through. I can hear that whistle blow. That old train is rolling slow. Sounds like it's crying for the singing brake man too. Back to the sunny south he'll go, and he'll never roam no more. Here's the train, oh hold me close, oh sweetheart do.
Isn't that a beautiful song? I love that song. The Train Carrying Jimmie Rodgers Home. That was singer-songwriter Greg Brown recording that in 1981. Robert Barclay here at the Juke Joint. I'm featuring tributes by musicians to musicians. And in this case, we're going to be hearing a tribute to Muddy Waters in a few minutes. But first, I'm going to play a couple of Muddy Waters tunes, and then we'll hear the tribute to Muddy. We're going to go back to 1958 on this first one. Again, here's Little Walter blowing harp. This is Muddy Waters, vocals and guitar, Walking in the Park.
I'm gonna walk in the moonlight, walk until the night gets dark. I'm going hard walking down on the avenue. I'm going out walking down on the avenue. I'm gonna walk so long till she don't know what to do. I'm gonna walk a red side of me, cause I know she can't be me. Thank you.
down, boys, ain't that bad. Oh, you know, it was my own fault. People, ain't that sad. Well, you know, you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose what you ain't never had.
And that was Muddy Waters in 1964 with Otis Spann on some fine piano. No harp on that particular track in 64. That was You Can't Lose What You Never Had. And we opened up with Walking in the Park. Well, back in 2015, that's not that long ago, 3 years ago, there was a record label, Raisin Music, who issued a wonderful collection tribute to Muddy Waters on his 100th birthday. He didn't live to be 100, but he would have been 100 in 2015. And John Primer had a whole lot to do with bringing this all together. He's a wonderful guitarist and singer in his own right. Well, he is on the vocals here. Gary Clark Jr. is on guitar. And these next two numbers are both Muddy Waters tunes that they revived in 2015. Let's turn to 40 Days and 40 Nights.
40 days, 40 nights, since my baby left this town. Sun shining all day long, but the rain keep coming down. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat back down to cry. Keep raining all the time, but the river keep running dry. Lord help me, it just ain't. I love that girl with all of my might. 40 days, 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. Searching for everywhere like a blind man out in the dark.
Back home tonight. For today, for tonight. I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. All your pretty little chicks with the curly little hair, I know you feel like I ain't nowhere.
With Johnny Winter on the slide guitar, that was John Primer on vocals and guitar, and Steady Rollin' Bob Margolin. There's three monster guitarists on that recording about Muddy Waters saluting his 100th birthday, and we just concluded that pair of tunes with I'm Ready. Now, that was a song that was used on Viagra commercials. I'm ready for you, I hope you ready for me. And Muddy's voice was used, not John Primer's. This is a wonderful collection. It's titled Muddy Waters 100. It's 15 tracks, and it comes in a hardcover book, a CD-sized book, I should add, a CD-sized book, but it's a hardcover thing with 50 pages of liner notes, session details, and historical photos, many of which I've never seen before, of Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters 100, it's called. When I come back after the station ID, we're going to spin some music by J.B. Lenore and follow it with John Mayall's tribute to J.B. So you be sure to stay near the radio.